This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thank you for choosing us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, Q104. It is Hot Take Tuesday. So what happens here is we have the wheel. Let me get the wheel closer to me so we can spin this in a second. So all of these slips of paper are up on the wheel. Wherever it lands, we're going to take that slip of paper. It has a topic on it.
We don't know what they say.
No, we'll discuss it. We will debate about it. We might agree about it.
We might.
I don't know. And then there's no debate.
You never know.
Find out where it lands here today. All right. It's
right
going to be this one. So, okay. Some states are considering banning cell phones in schools. How do you feel about cell phones being banned at schools? Well, thanks for ruining the party. This morning on Fat Tuesday. That's a serious topic.
Yeah, phones. I mean, I don't think phones should be banned in school, personally.
You don't think they should be banned?
No.
I am for it. I am for cell
phones.
You're
for a ban.
Yeah, a ban on cell phones. Or highly regulated. Is this really a problem? I know some states are, like I read somewhere that Nebraska is considering this. There might be another state that I just read that are considering like a statewide cell phone ban. I think every school district has their own policies.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think any school really like encourages you to just, you know, be texting in the middle of class. You're not really supposed to have your phone out, if I recall. Cause I mean, I had a phone in high school. And we would text in class and do the little thing where, like, you know,
you would text in class?
Oh, yeah, no.
See,
you see somebody, like, I'm doing the texting thing right now for all the millennials out there where you'd have one phone or one hand with your phone under the desk and you'd be, like, just texting. I'm doing that. So anytime you see someone doing that, they're texting.
Okay, I don't want my kids with their hands under the table texting their friends during class. It's a place of learning. I don't know. I'm trying to think how my kids' school district does it. I think that at the middle school level, I think they're allowed to take their phones to school, but then they have to be off and stored in their lockers. So they're not permitted to walk around from classroom to classroom with it.
You guys didn't hear that, but I just gave quite the eye roll.
But why are you objecting
to that? Turn it off and leave it in your locker. Yeah, right. Are not doing that. That was the rule when I was in school, too.
They are doing that.
No, they're not. They're not doing that.
I don't think the kids are sneaking around their cell phones around the school. I think they're paying attention to the rule. I think you can get in big trouble if you don't.
Are you serious?
What do you mean?
You really? Okay, never mind. Okay. No, I thought that you were being, like, ironic. No, kids are definitely still taking their phones to school. Like, and leaving them in their pocket and using them during the day.
I don't think they're taking them inside the classroom. I think they keep them in their lockers.
I'll let you keep believing that.
Okay. I have no problem with if Ohio decided to do this, I have no problem with the statewide ban. Let me think about this. I mean, first of all, I grew up without a cell phone.
Right.
And I'm just fine.
I think that that's the difference, is that, like, I've had a cell phone since I was 8 years old. My first phone case on a phone was Winnie the Pooh. I was a child. So I can't really imagine a life without my phone. It's just always been something I have on me.
Right, but there's a time and a place, and one of those places it should not be is inside of a classroom.
Well, sure, you shouldn't be texting the whole time, but what I'm saying is that whole rule of off and in your locker, that is not happening. Kids maybe have them on silent in their pocket, but off in your locker, come on, so for real.
I think that if I was arguing against myself, which I'm about to do, I think the one thing that I would be concerned about is just safety.
Right. I think that that would be my biggest issue as a parent, too.
Being able to track them, to mm-hmm. know, to be able to follow their location. And, I mean, I'm not even going to say it, but
yeah,
there's the unthinkable.
Right.
And I don't even want to bring it up right now. So,
no,
I mean,
but just
there's that factor, though.
The story, I think that there are definitely benefits for kids having their phones in school, whether it's their parents reaching them to let them know that they're going to be late picking them up from practice or something.
You can still do those things if your phone is stored in your locker, though. You go to your locker between classes, text your mom, and then put your phone back in your backpack.
We did not have that long to get between classes in my school,
mm-hmm.
and it was a quarter of a mile long. So trying to stop at your locker and shoot a text is like not something that's going to actually happen.
All right. 216-474-0104. Where do you stand on a potential cell phone ban in school? Are you for or against? It's Hot Take Tuesday, the Q Morning Show. Q104 Hot Take Tuesday is going on, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Today's topic, how do you feel about cell phones being banned at schools?
Because I think we found a very hot take here.
Have you? Which one do you think?
No, I'm saying, like, this whole thing is like hot takes all over the place.
Okay.
This topic.
Okay, so Alyssa and I have spoken about this. I am mostly for it. I still think that there's some things that need to be ironed out and massaged out. Alyssa is against a cell phone ban.
I'm against it in the sense of I'm with you that I think it's a safety issue. And also, I just don't think that there is a way to truly regulate it. You can make rules all you want, but kids are waiting to break them.
Roxanne is in Rocky River. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning.
Are you for or against a cell phone ban?
I'm actually for the cell phone ban. I am in education, so I know the impact that cell phones can play, especially in the older grades where they're distracting and can lead to students. There's so many issues going on with social media that it gets distracting.
Right.
So
I was also thinking, Roxanne, like if you have a kid in classroom and all of a sudden he starts filming a kid and then that video goes around and then they start making fun of this kid. And it's just a tool for them to...
Yeah.
To bully others. And it's like, this is not something that we need in a classroom right now. But please continue, Roxanne.
So you're exactly right. So schools already have a lot of drama that they have to deal with around social media, even when it happens outside of school hours. So to ban that, so they don't do things like you just said, Bill, about videotaping, things like that. Also, it has shown that when you ban the cell phones, and it's banning them from like being in the classroom. In a former district I was at, they could still take their cell phone into school. They had these things called Yonder pouches where it locked the cell phone in it, and the students were able to carry those pouches with them, so they still had them in possession. They just could not access their phone until they walked through these, like, metal things that would unlock the pouch as they left the building. So they would lock as they came in, and they would unlock as they left. So my daughter does go to Rocky River Middle School, and they do have to put their phones in their locker. That's their policy. I think the high school, they're allowed to have them on them, but they're not allowed to use them in class. So it is a local decision that each school district can choose how they kind of uphold the policy. But it does show a reduction in suspension rates when they have these cell phone policies in place.
Thank you, Roxanne, for all that great information. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah, we also got a text with something I did not think of that I wanted to mention.
Okay, tell us right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a text that saying that her kids' watches are connected to their phones. So they don't even have to have their phones, but they can still text on their Apple Watch.
Well, I think smartwatches should be kept somewhere else as well.
Oh, like, so you want to ban watches now, too?
Well, I mean, anything that's on Wi-Fi. How about that? Like, Drew has a smartwatch,
okay.
And he's not allowed to have it in class.
Okay.
And he's in elementary school. Let's get one more call here. I think this is Chris in Maple Heights. And Chris, you're a teacher. What are your thoughts on this about banning cell phones in schools?
Yeah, so I teach high school, and it's a frustrating thing for a teacher, especially when I'm going through a lesson and I have half my class with their heads down looking at their phones, ignoring me. I think that it should be up to the district. That's actually the law in Ohio, is that each district should have their own cell phone policy, clear cell phone policy. I think the school I work at, it's like up to teacher discretion. I have cell phone pouches in my classroom. My students have to put their cell phones up in the pouch at the beginning of my class. I made that a recent rule because it's just been really frustrating for me. And students like have not been paying attention, and you know that their grades may have been suffering because they weren't paying attention. With their phones out and whatnot, it really kind of irks me. So I think that whether it should be banned, I don't know if there should be a full on ban, but there definitely has to be regulation. I heard about the Yonder pouches, the previous caller told about Yonder pouches. I was going to say I've heard of districts doing that with the pouches and they're locked on the way in and then unlock on the way out. That's a policy I've heard of. But yeah, there has to be some kind of regulation because students, I think that their overall grades are affected by their lack of attention to the teacher when they have their phone out in class.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you calling this morning. 216-474-0104. We do have one call on hold. I think it's somebody who is against a ban. So agreeing with Alyssa. We'll hear from that person next after Teddy Swims. It's Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go to Joni in Westlake. Joni, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Where do you stand on this issue? What is your hot take about banning cell phones in schools?
Well, you know, I get why that sounds like a good idea, but let me tell you, hasn't anyone noticed that as soon as you ban something, people rebel against that? Is it just me? Has no one noticed this before? Banning something outright is not going to work. It's too restrictive.
Where do you see that, Joni? Is that in the news where people...
Yeah, I might have seen some things about that. I'm not sure.
I'm just kidding.
It's so funny.
I'm living in a bubble.
Right. And the other thing is the way today's families are structured, sometimes people get in a pinch and they need to get a message to their kiddos about, I can't pick you up, Grammy's picking you up, or you need to go home on another bus. You're not going to, if you don't let them communicate, some little child somewhere is going to be on someone's doorstep and there'll be no one there. And nobody wants that, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. It's too strict. Who's going to police this? The teachers? Oh, that's fun. Like, they don't have enough to do.
Right.
You know, you're going to make them the cops, and then everything suffers. Education suffers. The kids hate the teachers. That's just not good, in my opinion. And you have to think about this. People, kids today especially, they're going to use these cell phones their whole lives. This is a lifelong implement for them. So why don't we, instead of banning them and making them something that they have to sneak around to do, let's give them some structure. Let's give them some, you know, expectations. This is how you should use your phone. Let's give them some etiquette. You don't ever put your phone on when you're in a lecture. They're going to need this growing up. Don't you think we need to teach them this now?
Wow, that's actually a really good point. I didn't think of it like that. But yeah, like, they're going to have these in their hands their whole life. Might as well start teaching them now when it's appropriate to actually use them.
Exactly. It's like an etiquette thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do you do when you meet someone? What do you do when your cell phone is on and you're in a crowded room? You excuse yourself. You apologize. All of those things. All of those things could be worked in from home and from school. This is, like I said, a lifelong tool for them.
It really
like
is.
Like driving a car, right?
Yeah. Some interesting points there. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 216-474-0104. Thank you, Joni.
You are so welcome. You guys have a great day.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.